This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security guards, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Also, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply put, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. I'm ready to hit the dusty trail and roll with the caissons along with you on this Wednesday morning.
You bet. And keep your powder dry, and we're going to say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you've been listening to a little bit of the show coming in. You probably heard my conversation with Chris Markowski, right?
I did.
Okay, Joe Biden solved all the problems with the oil crisis by releasing those 50 million barrels of oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, right?
Oh, the genius of it all, to do something so simple and now problem solved, which is nonsense, of course. We know that. It's a political ploy, which will have no long-term effect. And, in fact, apparently the short-term effect is not good either.
Yeah. Now, when you look at the price of oil today, and oil jumped up over $2 a barrel in the world market, our West Texas crude went up $1.75, futures went up $2, and the wholesale price of gasoline, folks, if you thought it was high to begin with, it's going up another 8 cents a gallon, which means they'll probably double it on our end, so let's add 15 cents to that, that's what seems to be what they do, and diesel went up 10 cents, so let's add 20 cents to that, that's probably what you're going to see come this weekend.
Well, the market and the people that operate in the real world, they know that this is a use of the reserves for not their intended purpose at all. Mm-hmm. And they are for emergency. And this is not a case where they can really have any genuine impact on that. It's a drop in the bucket kind of thing. And it's ahead of Thanksgiving. It's a feel-good thing. People have a day or two away from paying attention to do that. But I don't think it's going to have either the feel-good effect or anything like that. It's almost like Biden can't do anything, try as he might, to even make people feel good, or even when they know damn good and well that they have no reason to feel good right now, unfortunately.
Now, we have a governor in Florida by the name of Ron DeSantis who's really doing a bang-up job. And he announced something this week, which is going to happen due to a conversation I had with a political leader in the Florida State Senate yesterday. I won't mention any names, I told you off air, but He wants to reduce the Florida state gasoline tax by 25 cents a gallon, which is not getting rid of it altogether. It's just lowering it 25 cents a gallon and give that 25 cents to the people to put the money back in their pockets so they got a little extra money to help them with this terrible inflation that's killing them.
Yeah, and there's a direct impact. These are things that government affects, taxes, the taxes that we put on everything. And, of course, as you know, one of the biggest part of the prices per gallon of gasoline is the taxes.
Yep.
And so that has a direct and immediate impact. So, yeah, our governor, he's got a lot of leeway to do what he wants because he's had such success, and he just came out of a special session, which had some pretty good news. It was a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more to do in the private sector with regard to vaccine and mask mandates, but as far as what in the free state of Florida, every level of government has got a clear message that we are the free state of Florida. And Governor DeSantis went out on that. He went over the legislature. And so I have no doubt that your source is absolutely right, and I anticipate that this will happen.
Yeah. Well, I was told it's going to pass in the state of Florida. The legislature is going to put it through because they know it will help the people. They know it only makes perfect sense. And, oh, by the way, I'll add one more to it. You probably heard me talking about Operation Open Road.
Yes.
That is 15 Republican state governors, our state included, where those governors are launching a fix to the supply chain snarl, which is going to include using airplanes, trains, ships, as well as trucks and warehousing to help solve the problem and to move it further inland and get it away from the big cities where it's being snarled with ships offshore, that sort of thing. For example, did you know that they can bring some of these ships further inland than where they're already going?
I did know that, but the Secretary of Transportation sure should have known that, and he should have been soliciting these kind of genuine market solutions to the problem. But, of course, we can't expect that out of him.
No, God forbid, because that might mean that he actually paid attention in school and understood what it meant to go from point A to point B in an 18-wheeler.
And took time off from paternity leave to tend to the problem as well.
Yeah. Well, Colonel, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, our good friend. And don't forget to check out the Republican Liberty Caucus. We'll talk about that when we come back. That's something that the Colonel is involved in. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, it's amazing to me how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the panhandle, South Georgia, the state of Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss Nissan because while other dealers are struggling to find cars and whatnot, Moss has over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories you could dream of, including a whole bunch of off-lease vehicles, which are quite a deal because you get the full warranty on it, they've got low miles on them, and you can just drive off into the sunset. Now, let's not forget that Moss's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And, of course, the all-new Rogue happens to be the hottest SUV in the market. Check it out, as they've given it a lot more room inside. Matter of fact, it's got as much room in the front seat as the Murano does, if you're familiar with the Murano. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price as well, so take advantage of that. Upgrade your ride now, and if you just want to sell your vehicle, they'll make you an offer, and you might be surprised at what you might be able to get for the vehicle you're driving. So, don't forget, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great price on your vehicle. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, coming soon to Brooksville, Florida, building a brand new store up there. You can find them online at MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Happy hump day, the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, let's have some fun. Let's talk about AOC.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun.
AOC and Tlaib. Tlaib's got this deal. She wants to do a prison reform thing and let a lot of the prisoners out of prison because, they're there because of income inequality and this, that, and the other, and they didn't mean to steal this, and they didn't mean to do that. And then, of course, I heard AOC come up with her deal for excessive bail is keeping people in jail. And she says, there's no reason to have people in jail. We understand that maybe they've assaulted someone with a gun, but why should someone who assaulted someone with a gun or with a club or with a hammer be treated the same way when they didn't do the same thing? Well, that's called assault with a deadly weapon where I come from.
Yeah, and this is in the wake of an assault with a deadly weapon called a van, an automobile, an SUV,
right.
Against a Christmas parade. So, mm-hmm. Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ignorance of weaponry and things like that, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people. By the way, I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but yesterday the suspect appeared in court with his arraignment. He's on a $5 million extraordinary bail for so he can't get back out again, nor will he. And unfortunately, that was for the five people that we knew were killed. Yesterday we had a young child die as well, so now there's
right.
A sixth person, and he'll have to be arraigned again on that charge for intentional vehicle homicide.
Yeah, $5 million. That's about $5 million more than the last bail he was asked to pay when he shouldn't have been released out of jail.
Well, this leads
that's astounding.
This leads to my question. You've heard me talking about this with a guest this morning. You got a rap sheet that's 50 pages long. That in itself is a red flag to me. How about you?
Yeah. It's a whole parade. It's a street lined with red flags, I would think.
You've been charged 27 times with three felonies involving physical or bodily harm, a couple of attempted murder charges in there. Maybe you got off, but I don't care. You were still charged with it. And all these other charges, assault with a deadly weapon, and assault on a police officer, running over an individual, matter of fact, running over two individuals with the car. He'd already done this.
Yeah, and that's not 50 pages of jaywalking charges and misdemeanor charges, is it? Yeah, that's pretty astounding.
What the hell was this guy doing out on the street?
Yeah, that can't be answered. It can't be. I mean, it's hard to even talk your way out of that. You can obfuscate, make up all kinds of things for all kinds of other things that are being done these days amongst the judiciary and the left, and some in law enforcement, some of these district attorneys. In fact, that's one of the things that came out. They believe that this is years in the making by the district attorney and things like that. But stop me if that's a new story, because it's not. It's happening in various places in the country and our cities that are ruled largely by progressive leftists.
And these are the Soros district attorneys that are put in place with the money that Soros gives them for their campaign and his pact that he's got that gives them the money. It's just terrible, just really awful. All right.
Yeah. That Confederation of Pacts, Act Blue, Soros is, he may be crazy, he may be dangerous, but he's not stupid. He's been pretty wily, and he's been wily for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we on the lean to the right need to wake up and pay attention to this, as I think we're starting to do. But we're a little bit slow in doing so.
All right. The Biden administration has asked the U.S. Appeals Court to reinstate their OSHA vaccine rules.
Yeah, here in the free state of Florida, that's particularly crazy. But, you know, a lot of the unions and some, you know, so they don't want to play that game.
Because nope.
They've looked around and they've seen that this was a losing game. Thank God. Because you've got, even in some cases, some people that would be unlikely compadres together to fight these kind of mandates. Because, you know, in the end, these folks are running a business. They got to make money. They got to cater to the supply and demand. And when you are asleep at the wheel for the supply and demand, as long as we are a generally capitalist economy, then you got to pay attention to that. And a lot of people that would wish it were otherwise, that's an attention getter for them. So yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it'll go nowhere, but you know, we got to remain awake.
All right, let me ask you a question. Can you stick around for an extra segment?
Captain, I'd be glad to.
Okay, well, let's go to the caller and try to get this in. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Kevin. Is it on that Kyle, I don't know his name, whatever his name is.
Rittenhouse.
The guy who did the ramming.
The guy did the what?
You know, the guy that plowed the people down.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even mentioning his name, but I know, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. The guy that plowed the people down. Shouldn't the judge sentence him? Is it possible that we should start making them have accountability or something like that? Because then when they make an obvious bad release of person? Okay, that's my question, Captain.
All right. Well, first of all, the district attorney has to bring a charge, correct? Colonel?
Yeah, that's right.
The judge doesn't bring the charge, the district attorney does.
Yeah, that's correct.
So if the district attorney brings a charge against somebody as a misdemeanor when it should have been a Class A felony, the judge might step in and say, wait a minute, you need to upgrade the charge. But initially, he can't do that.
Yeah, in our country, we have lots of complaints and sometimes praise for those who serve in the judiciary and judges. But, we got separation of powers. We've got a different thing. The folks that operate in the executive branch have got to bring those charges to the judge to deal with, and then it's in their court.
All right, I got a question from Lee in Tampa. He's saying, if oil from the reserve is being borrowed like politicians did from Social Security Trust, we'll be in deep trouble someday, correct? Well, they're supposed to put it back, and what Donald Trump did was he replaced the oil reserves that had been depleted by some much cheaper oil at the time. He was able to buy it for dirt cheap prices.
And he brought attention to the fact that we had been depleting our reserves. Very few people in America were aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
That he did that. But that's funny. Yeah, the oil reserves are not like the Social Security lockbox. but there's danger in dealing with anything that's supposed to be reserves.
Hold that thought, Colonel. We'll be right back. And by the way, folks, I've been reminded that was an 8-year-old girl, an 8-year-old child that died yesterday of their injuries from that horrible accident, the horrible scene in Waukesha. All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Daryl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. It should be noted a sixth person has now died, a young child passed Tuesday from their injuries. On a follow-up, a 15-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the shooting at a park in Aurora, Colorado that left 6 teenagers wounded. The teen was charged with attempted first-degree murder, according to a news release from the Aurora Police Department. His identity is not being released due to his age. Bail reforms put into action by some lawmakers across the country has had an adverse effect in California, with the recent smash-and-grab gangs looting California stores. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced there will be greater police presence around highly trafficked shopping malls after a series of mass thefts throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And, of course, most of you know I've been taking Relief Factor for over 6 years, and I take it because it works. And I continue to take it religiously every day, a couple times a day. Now, I was taking Mobic and I was taking Flexeril. Those are both prescription drugs, and they started to give me some side effects, which I didn't care for. I got rid of it. I decided to take literally a handful of Aleve every day to keep my problem under control, and that's not good for you. So then I found out about Relief Factor a little bit more than 6 years ago, and I've been taking it ever since. Now, the natural ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you're having. It also, by the way, will target underlying problem areas by going right straight to the source of the pain. I've noticed that when I've had back pain or shoulder pain because of my arthritis or bursitis, or even my leg or my ankle or my foot swollen up, that the Relief Factor, when I take it, takes care of it. It just stops. So it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which your body needs to have anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. And for $19.95, you're in business.
Again, that's how you get started, 1995, with the three-week quick start. You can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to our special guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
Good morning, Captain. Happy to stay with you.
Yes, sir. Now, something weird from the land down under, Australia. The Australian government is now transferring COVID-19 patients to quarantine camps.
Yeah, you know, Captain, it reminds you of what you talked about in earlier segments with what's going on in cities and the left-leaning cities in California. It's like in a different universe. We've got governments of some nations abroad, and we have a country like Australia, which it seems like yesterday that Americans could feel like was a compadre together in liberty and freedom, and yet we have the persistent stories coming out of Australia down there about the government doing very progressive leftist thing, restrictive things, and we keep saying, Australians, when are you going to do the Crocodile Dundee thing and rise mm-hmm. up against all this to the same extent that they are doing throughout Europe? Hundreds of thousands of people are protesting the increasing restrictions there, and it doesn't get much attention, not by the mainstream media, which is unfortunate because I think all Americans need to be aware of that. So that we don't become Australia, so that we don't become France and some other nations that are paying the price for these over-the-top restrictions in, on liberty and freedom that are not necessary and don't fix anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, in California, about halfway between San Francisco and San Luis Obispo is a place called Santa Cruz County, California. And after a surge of winter coronavirus cases there, it's led the government to declare, of all things, that people must wear face coverings in indoor settings everywhere, including your private home.
Yeah, you know, it's astounding. As we really get to know the science, I mean, the genuine science, we've learned that it's been very difficult. The science that says, hey, wear a face mask, is no better than the science we had a year and a half ago when we first had the COVID.
Yep.
It was based on very sterile laboratory, not really real world application, but it's locked on. It's just like, oh, we got COVID cases. Well, wear a mask. COVID cases, wear a mask. Everybody wear a mask everywhere. Where on the other hand, there is science demonstrating that particularly amongst children and the like, that persistent face mask wearing brings on more problems and more health problems than it prevents.
Yep.
And that's the sort of story that I told. But, yeah, you have a place that Santa Cruz, a lovely part of the coast of California. It's got a lovely name, doing things that I think bring increased unhappiness and unsolicited fear amongst the population. But, hey, if the people there in Santa Cruz accept that, you know, we get the government that we deserve.
Now, our president took a little trip down to Fort Bragg to have a little traditional fixings, if you will, with the troops that were there, and that was all fine and dandy. But he got caught on television again, live television, rambling, and a couple of the things that he said, which really is mind-boggling, he was talking about his Valentine's Day visit to the troops. And then he wondered, gee, now what am I supposed to do?
Give out at Valentine's Day, give out candy kisses to all the troops, I guess. You know, that is in the you can't make this stuff up category. But, you know, you and I are not surprised. And I think increasingly, given the abysmally sinking and not getting any better approval ratings on any kind of issue you can talk about, but overall, of the president, kind of just this just shores that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the president's going to have thankful for him personally for Thanksgiving. And somebody will have to make something up because we're certainly not thankful for the measures that his administration are taking. But I'll be thankful, but it'll be for other things. I'm still living in I live in the free state of Florida, and I still live in a country that hope springs eternal.
Yeah, and I agree with you, but MSNBC has this statement they made yesterday doing a segment on Thanksgiving, and these are their words, not mine, folks. Quote, remember that Thanksgiving is a holiday about genocidal white people.
Well, yes, of course. And Captain, I'm amazed that you would even question that. I thought that's what we all knew to be the truth.
Yeah, MSNBC is one of those channels you want to just block on your TV. You don't want to watch it.
Yeah, when the president did his customary pardoning of the turkey, I don't think there's so many turkeys everywhere. MSNBC has its share of turkeys that probably need to be pardoned by the president ahead of that. His son, Hunter, probably needs to be pardoned for what's being revealed right now. But, it's amazing. There's too many turkeys to pardon them all. Otherwise, nobody will get any turkey on their plate tomorrow if we pardon all of them.
Now, let's wrap it up with what's been going on in California and other parts of the country, to include Chicago and some other place I heard. I forgot where it was now. But anyway, where we've had the flash mobs coming in and busting windows and breaking into stores and stealing a bunch of stuff and looting. Now, according to the political expedient talking heads out there in the West Coast, don't call the Bay Area looters. Looters, they weren't looting. They're not looting.
Yeah, they're just procuring what is due them. It's kind of like, and we say, hey, when you retire, you get Social Security, or when you leave the military, you get that military pension. Yeah, they're just taking what's entitled to them because of how they've been maltreated by America.
So then how,
of course, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, so then how do you explain, how does anyone explain what happened in Los Angeles County yesterday? No, it wasn't Los Angeles. It was, I guess it was San Francisco, in a high-end outdoor restaurant where they came in, five people dressed in black, gunmen, they believe, and they robbed everybody.
Well, maybe what it takes is if all the woke limousine liberals in places like L.A., San Francisco, New York, if they start to feel the pain that the rest of the country has to live with and do that, Nancy Pelosi's, most of her constituents actually live under, then maybe, just maybe, things will do that. I hate to see that. I hate to see crime going on anywhere, but, you know, sometimes folks have got to be, they got to wake up instead of being woke. Because being woke isn't working, but you got to wake up. And maybe, just maybe, hope will spring eternal, and they'll wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. What we're doing isn't working, but I don't know. Experience has shown that may not happen. I don't know what it'll take to wake people up.
Well, Colonel, if they tried that in Georgia or Florida, they probably would get shot. And I hear the music coming up in my ear here. So we want to thank you very much, and we wish you and yours and all the people in the Republican Liberty Caucus a very happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Back to you, Captain. See you next week.
All right. Take care. Thank you very much. Okay. That is retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And he's with the Republican Liberty Caucus. Very happy to have him as a contributor. Very good friend as well. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot tall Uncle Sam in red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Can't miss it. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, which the big box stores won't do. Now you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can also give her a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Also, don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, on the telephone line, we have got the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes, and good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Now, there's a lot of people having a lot of problems in this day and age, and tell us how you, as a consumer quarterback, can help them.
Yes, sir. So we have a consumer advocate-based radio and TV program based right here in Tampa Bay and Pinellas County. And we help consumers in a variety of ways. We help educate them in terms of their buying decisions, help make them more street smart, so to speak. And we have we bring on all types of expert contributors, ranging from attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, self-defense experts, tech experts, and many more. So we like to help people with real estate, credit, finance, estate and tax planning, and just lots of different ways. And we help them avoid a lot of the commission-based advice and scams out there. And my wife, Lindsay, and I also own a top-ranked real estate team at Keller Williams Realty, and we rank in the top 100 out of 25,000 realtors here in Tampa Bay. So that's our background in terms of the real estate side. But, yeah, it's a challenging market for a lot of people right now, especially when it comes to purchasing properties because there is such a lack of inventory. People are voting with their feet and their vehicles, so to speak, as they're moving into the great and free state of Florida.
Well, there are still a lot of phone scams out there, and I'm on a no-call list, as are a lot of people. And the question that I constantly get from the people on these no-call lists is, how come they continue to call you when you're on the no-call list?
Yeah, that's something I've seen before as well. And I guess, you know, sometimes they just these companies, they just take the risk. You know, they'll take the risk and they'll just do it just, I don't know if it's out of spite or what the situation is, but they have, you know, a lot of times automatic dialers that just plug in numbers and then they dial away and make calls. They'll also follow up with text messaging in a lot of cases. But yeah, you can sign up for the Do Not Call list. I don't know if that's going to help you a tremendous amount. What I do is I save the numbers as a no, and then I block them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a challenging situation.
Well, I block them obviously, and when I get the ones where they send you the text message, do this, do that, I do the word stop, and then after I do that, then I block them.
Yeah, that'll help in a lot of cases, and. And a lot to these companies, especially, you know, even with other scams too, if it's a Facebook link or a text message link, you know, there'll be companies that are based in Panama or something like that. So it's a foreign based company and there's really not much repercussions in many cases is what you'll find. It'll be hard to track them down. And if you do, it's a shell company based in another country.
Yeah, and if you get a phone number and it's got one of those wacky numbers like 000-7272-72, that's probably a Skype call, and it's probably a call you don't want to take.
Yeah, that's the good thing, too. It's pretty easy to figure out which ones are, and a lot of cell phone providers will let you know. It'll say spam or likely spam or something like that. So just, you know, you can kind of see which ones to answer, not answer. And also, if you answer the phone and you hear like a pause and all of a sudden a click and a pickup, and then you can hear people in the background talking at you know, in the background like it's a call center.
Mm-hmm.
I just immediately hang up with those calls because you can tell that it's a spam call.
Now, are you getting any calls about, let's say, price gouging with gasoline or things like that? Are people calling you?
You know, I haven't seen that or heard much about that. I did read a story at one time about some of that happening. But no, I haven't personally received a bunch of calls on that.
Well, our federal government is trying to lead the American population to believe again that the gasoline and oil companies are out there just gouging it and sticking it to us when that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is there's supply and demand involved. And yesterday when Joe Biden announced that we're going to release 50 million barrels of oil onto the market, all of a sudden crude oil in the U.S. dropped, went up. Almost $2 a barrel, and it went up $2.61 a barrel on the world market with the Brent crude, and of course the futures on oil went up $2 a barrel to $90 a barrel, but gasoline manufactured at the refinery went up 8 cents a gallon, diesel went up 10 cents a gallon. So all of that backfired on Biden when he said, well, we're going to put this in here and it's going to reduce the price of gasoline. No, it's not.
Yeah, he has no knowledge about that. He doesn't. He's never ran a business. He's always been a political, you know, pundit organizer. And unfortunately, he's an illegitimate president in many people's eyes, and mine included. And you know, so he's making bad decisions. He left $85 billion of our equipment and human lives over in Afghanistan. That was just a layup for the Chinese Communist Party. In my eyes, he's a traitor. He should be treated as such.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, because the way we're going to decide it is next year, if we can get control of the House and the Senate, we definitely will be in the driver's seat. Okay, you got about 30 seconds. Tell us how to find out about you.
Yeah, you can reach me at the consumer. It's consumerqb.com is our website, consumerqb, like quarterback.com. And also, you can call direct as well, 813-917-1894. That's a direct cell phone that you can call or text, 813-917-1894. And we have a national network through Keller Williams Realty, so we can help you in any state in the country. Thank you, Captain.
All right, Brandon, talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, sir. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Okay, happy Thanksgiving, too, by the way. Doggone it, almost forgot that. All right, okay, let's go to the telephone lines, and 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, okay? The Democrats suck. You know how you know the Democrats are in on Wisconsin in this game? Because they never say our hearts and prayers go out to the families that happened to. You're a Christian. You're the infidel. They hate you. Do you understand that? Is that crystal clear? Okay? Joy Reid, let me tell you how you know Joy Reid's a fraud. Okay? Joy Reid. That's the biggest misnomer I've ever seen in my life. There ain't no joy when you see her. She hates everybody. You're going to focus on white on white crime. White boy shot a couple white boys. Who cares? I thought you wanted us to kill each other anyway. But you ain't going to say nothing about Chicago when little kids are getting mowed down on the street corner by drive-bys. Now, Lori Lightfoot, you might just want to stand out there in Chicago at the podium. Just stand there for the whole week, because every week you're going to come out and say the same crap because you don't give the people their guns. You don't lose it. You don't say nothing about the illegals coming across the border. You could be a first grader and know that sickness and dis-ease is coming through that border, and you're not saying one thing about it because you want to change the demographic of the voting and cheat, because Joe Biden didn't win, Jack. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, and get to work and get in the game, because there ain't going to be no country left if you sit there and watch the Bachelor.
Right.
God bless you, Captain.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Todd. And thanks for adhering to the 60 seconds, because we're running out of time. Listen, we're going to have I'm going to be here for Thanksgiving, so don't worry about that. We'll be on the air. It's a normal night for us. And we appreciate all the truck drivers out there getting the job done, because there's going to be people working tomorrow, folks, even though you may have a great day with your holiday with your family and your parents and your friends and whatever. There's a whole bunch of people that will be out there working just like any other day, which is why I do what I do, because I know they're out there. I know they're listening. And a lot of them are out there delivering the goods from point A to point B. So have yourself a great day. Make sure that you stay low, stay out of trouble, don't get yourself involved in anything that you can't get out of. And remember, this program's all about we the people. We the people. We run the show. God bless America. See you tomorrow. Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble. Come on now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.